Report. Now, of course, the collapse of Prime Minister Topolánek's centre-right government has opened a great many questions. Who will be at the helm in the coming months? How will this development affect the country's EU presidency and the Czech Republic's ability to deal with the effects of the global financial crisis? Political analyst Jiří Pehe says the main decision is now in the hands of one man, the country's president.
The Czech Republic, of course, now has to find a new government, and the president of the country, Mr. Václav Klaus, has become the main player on the political chessboard at this point. It's really almost entirely up to him what the next move will be. He may decide to appoint Mr. Topolánek as a caretaker and leave him in the office and his government until the end of the Czech presidency of the European Union, but he may also decide to name a completely new government. So I guess we will know more at the end of this week.
As you said, we're in the middle of the EU presidency. We're in the middle of an economic crisis. How much damage will this do?
Well, I think that as far as the government is concerned, of course, many people wish for it to go. But at the same time, I think it's very unfortunate that this government was defeated in the middle of the Czech presidency of the European Union. This will be seen by the rest of the EU as another sign of instability and lack of trustworthiness on part of new members. So the Czech Republic damaged in a way not only its own reputation, but also the reputation of other new members of the European Union. I think that the presidency will be very inefficient simply because the Czechs will be reduced to organizing meetings and other organizational matters, but as far as the political leadership of the Union is concerned, I think that other countries will take over simply because a government that doesn't have legitimacy at home can hardly have any legitimacy on the European level.
Is it more advantageous for the Czech Republic for this government to continue at least until the end of the presidency?
From my point of view, I really think that this government has worked on the European level quite well. It has done a reasonably good job, and it already knows the ropes, so to speak. So it would be detrimental to send this government away and start from scratch.
We're also in the middle of an economic crisis. There are still reforms to be undertaken. Does this spell an end to reforms in the country?
Yes, I think that the Czech Republic will not see any reforms at least for a year or two, because whichever government takes over in the before the elections, it will not be able to introduce any reforms, and of course any new government will need time. So I think that for at least a year or two, we will not see any reforms in the Czech Republic. But we don't really need any radical reforms at this point. We basically need a good manager, that is a government that manages things well, is able to respond to various concrete crises and meet the demands of entrepreneurs and people who are losing jobs. And for that, I don't think we need any significant reforms. But the problem is, of course, that even this role, that is the role of a manager of crisis, may be undermined now.
So when do you foresee early elections in the Czech Republic, or elections indeed?
I am pessimistic about the prospect of early elections. I think that despite the fact that both parties, largest parties, talk about early elections, it is extremely difficult under the Czech constitution to trigger early elections. We would really need a constitutional majority to pass a special constitutional amendment to have early elections, because the three scenarios that are described in the Czech constitution are so rigid that they are basically useless. So my feeling is that there will be a lot of talk about early elections, but in the end we will be lucky to have early elections at the beginning of next year, and more likely we will simply have regular elections in June 2010, and until then the Czech Republic will be governed by some government of experts.
Jiří Pehe there on some of the implications of the government.